All right, AC, welcome back, man. Look, you're from 30 minutes away from here. I don't know.
No, not 30.
30? More? Less?
15.
Okay, 15 minutes. So what was it? You know, you pushed it to come back for this one. You wanted this was special for you.
Yeah, definitely. I talked about it yesterday, but, you know, it's such a family sport growing up. And then, you know, now I live in California full time. My family's here, and it's, you know, it's kind of, you know, you're growing up, being an adult, and, you know, I have my, obviously, Nick, and I have a bunch of good people around me, but it's always fun just to race with the family around and friends, and I never raced this place on a 450, and I don't know how many chances I'll have left to do it, so yeah. I told the guys, no matter what, I'm racing, and I got a couple good days of riding in, and we're here, we got it done, so I was stoked.
Listen, it wasn't a good one to come back to as far as fun factor, man, gnarly.
Yeah, no, it was gnarly, fast. And with my, it was tough.
Yeah.
It was tough, but I was happy. I kind of just grinded it out, did a bunch of mediocre laps, but didn't make any big mistakes. Bunch of guys crashed.
Chiz.
I was hoping. Yeah. No, me and Chiz were going back and forth.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten lapped more times this year than I have in my entire life. And it's like, I'm not good at that stuff. Like, I'm really not trying to get in the way of anybody, but then I end up letting three dudes by. Like, that's what happened to me at San Diego. I could have gotten eighth, but I got, like, 14th instead because I'm just – so I was always looking. I see blue flags, and then I'm looking back to make sure it's not –
You throw them early, too, sometimes.
So early, man. Yeah, it's not the life I want to get used to.
Right. Yeah, man, it seemed like the weather and the softness of this really brought it, you know, made it tougher than what the Dirtworks guys did. You know, like, Dirtworks has been on the track for the first time, but really the weather.
Yeah, it was. I think it would have been gnarlier if it didn't rain, because when it was so ruddy and the ruts had enough form to where you had to, you know, you couldn't just jump, land in between ruts, do whatever. And once it got wet, you could kind of go wherever you wanted. But it was difficult. A lot of really, when you're going inside like that, because they make the outside so far here, so there's an option, and those inside ruts just. They get so deep, and they go all the way up the face of the jump.
So Benny was telling me before the over-under
top
bridge.
Top 10 Benny.
Yeah, top 10 Benny on a beta. Benny was telling me those singles before the bridge was they were just a rut right through them.
Yeah, it was wild. The whoops, too. Yeah. I don't think I left the ground the whole race.
Can you ride much during the week? How much can we get busy during the week to get better speed-wise?
Yeah, I mean – It just depends on the day, really. Yeah, I mean, the left hand, though, the one that my guy Prado smashed, that one's fine pretty much now. There's some pain there, but it's not anything that's really holding me back. It's just the usual stuff.
So some weeks it's good, some weeks whatever. We can get
basically,
some,
yeah. Yeah, but unfortunately, for whatever reason, it seems to be going in the wrong direction, but it is what it is.
So when you are out there and you're battling Chiz, and we love Chiz, but are you mad or are you just like, hey, man, let's have a race?
Well, so it's a steady – I've been dealing with this,
sure.
You know, it's obviously gotten worse, but I've been dealing with this for 3 years now, right? It's really – it's brought me through some stuff in life in general. Like, when you're dealing with that, you have this carrot dangling right in front of your face, and I just told Lewis, I'm like, I feel like where I'm at now, like, compared to 3 or 4 years ago, I feel like I had everything I needed to win – and to potentially be like a championship contender, right? Speed-wise, fitness-wise, everything. But I didn't quite have the mind for it, you know? I didn't have that, I don't know, I didn't have that, like, mental toughness and everything you need. Guys like Webb, Tomac, you know, everybody that gets it done. And now I feel so strong in my mind, and I don't have the body for it. So it's definitely... I try to keep it in perspective, right? Because I'm not going to change it, and I don't want to come out here and be... negative and always harping on it. So I go out there and I do the best I can. I have days where the frustration is really tough, and my girlfriend's talking me off the ledge in between practices, like, you can't do this to yourself. So it's always something. I'm a human being, like, it's tough, of course, but I'm here and I have a job, I have an obligation to do my best, and that's it, you know.
And for people who are wondering, I mean, you've done so much to try to fix this. This isn't just something where you're like, it's here again.
No.
I mean, you are seeing specialists and you are seeing doctors and you're doing this and that, and we don't need to get all into it, but you are trying to figure this out, and maybe we never will, but it's not like you're just showing up being like, Oh, well, let's see how we do.
Well, I think I've gotten every different scan, EMG. I've had, like, 10 surgeries, stem cells, everything you can, acupuncture. I have guys sending me stuff on Instagram every week. Try this, try that. I've tried everything.
Put this gold bracelet around it.
Yeah, man, I've tried equilibrium band, right? Like, I've tried everything. I've tried everything you can for it. It is what it is. And
I just wanted to let people know, like, it's not some, yeah.
No, yeah,
Hey guys, I'm here, and then you're like, oh, look, it hurt. Yeah.
And I hate talking about it because it's been the same damn thing for so long now. Sometimes I just shut up and let people think I just woke up and was 4 seconds to lap slower. I guess sometimes that's tough. It's like, you know, going from being like kind of one of the guys to kind of just in the background. It's a transition, but got to do my best, and I know I'll be proud of myself when it's all said and done.
Could be digging ditches in East Texas. It could be worse.
And that's the thing I go back to, right? It's like, man, this has been awesome in the grand scheme of things. So,
cool. Thanks, AC.
Yep, thank you.